Phoenix Audio presents
an unabridged recording of The Cat Who Moved a Mountain by Lillian Jackson Braun, narrated by George Guidel. Quillerin is on top of the world when he rents a house on Big Potato Mountain. But the owner, J.J. Hawkenfield, has drawn the ire of the mountain's long-standing residents. He brought development to the mountain, but he's about to pay a very steep price. And now, The Cat Who Moved a Mountain.
Chapter 1. A man of middle age, with a large, drooping mustache and brooding eyes, hunched over the steering wheel and gripped the rim anxiously as he maneuvered his car up a mountain road that was narrow, unpaved, and tortuous. Unaccustomed to mountain driving, he found it a blood-curdling ordeal. On one side of the road, the mountain rose in a solid wall of craggy rock. On the other side, it dropped off sharply, without benefit of guardrail, and it was narrowed further by fallen rocks at the base of the cliff. The driver kept to the middle of the road and clenched his teeth at each hairpin turn, pondering his options if another vehicle were to come hurtling downhill around a blind curve. A head-on collision? A crash into the cliff? A plunge into the gorge? To aggravate the tension, there were two passengers in the back seat who protested, as only Siamese cats can do. It was late in the day, and the gas gauge registered less than a quarter full. For almost 2 hours, Jim Quillerin had been driving on mountain passes, snaking around Triple S curves.